I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about released from debt. We'll be taking a look at some passages of scripture talking about how on the Day of Atonement, which in our time today starts this evening, actually, as I'm recording this, the Day of Atonement was a time where the trumpet would be sounded, the blast of the trumpet would go out throughout the land, and it would proclaim this release for the captives, release from debt, returning to the people's property, returning to their inheritance, just a release in every sense of the world, like a reset was happening throughout the land of Israel. And that all happened on the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, as it's also known as in Hebrew. But we're going to get started with prayer. Then we're going to be taking a communion time today over being released from debt. But before we get into the communion time, we'll take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to go through the other half of prayer to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light, ready to go before we take communion today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, for releasing us from debts, bringing us into your grace and mercy and forgiveness, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain, through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to take a few minutes to go through the other half of prayer. And our first step, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light. And that release, part of that, what happens is those debts are forgiven. It's forgiveness that brings us into the light. But we have to receive that grace and mercy and forgiveness from God. And we have to let it flow through us. We got to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, putting all the excess pressure on ourselves, learning to release some things off of ourselves. And then letting it flow through us to other people, where we give them the same grace and love and mercy that God has given us. Which means what? We got to release some things. We got to let some things go. Which, just coming up right now in this time of the year, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur starts tonight. Just a reminder for us right now. We've been released from darkness, transferred into light, learning to do the same for other people. To let some things go. And then we got to magnify that light so that it grows brighter and brighter on the inside of us. And what we're magnifying in our lives is all about what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our minds consistently, the things that we're speaking about and talking about consistently. Whatever we're focused on is going to get magnified. It's going to grow bigger and bigger. And really, there's two options. We can be focused on and magnifying light or darkness in our life. Those are the two options. On one side is light, on the other side is darkness. On the light side, we can magnify God, his steadfast, unfailing love for us, that his word never fails, that God never fails, that love never fails. We can magnify the light, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and honest and of good report. We can magnify those things, that God can make all grace abound to you. So having all sufficiency in all things, you can abound to every good work. We can begin to magnify that and think about it and meditate on it and talk about it and roll it over and play it over and rehearse it in our minds consistently. And when we do, our indicators, our side effects, the way we can know what we're magnifying is when we're in the light, everything feels lighter, easier, effortless. And one of the greatest cues is gratitude or thanksgiving, just praising and thanking God throughout the day that he's with you, he's for you, he never fails, he's always on time, nothing's impossible for him. Focused on whatever is good, how far he's already brought you in your life. Just start thanking him and praising him for that. And all of a sudden, you're going to experience your energy starts to grow because we're in the light. It's energizing. Your energy starts to grow. All of a sudden, you begin to experience that peace that surpasses all understanding. You begin to experience that joy of the Lord that is your strength. It's like everything is just flowing and it's easy and it's effortless. The pressure is off of you. Things have been released off of you. Just focused on magnifying God, just praising him and thanking him and meditating on how great he is throughout the day. Or the alternative is we can focus on darkness. We can focus on evil and darkness and everything that's wrong, all the problems and issues, all the things to complain about, all the things to vent about, all the things to air our frustrations, all the things that haven't happened yet. We can stay focused on those. And the more we think about them, the more we talk about them, the more we roll them over on the inside, what happens? They grow bigger on the inside of us as well. And when that happens, what happens? You begin to feel this pressure come on you, this heaviness of trying to solve the problems. You feel that heaviness come over you. There may be that confusion. You don't know which way to go, because when you're in the dark, you can't see which way to go. When you're in the light, it's easy to know which way to go. Heaviness, confusion, disorder, pressure is on you. And all of a sudden, your energy begins to lower, get lower and lower and lower. And you're like, I don't know why my energy is just so low right now. I don't have the energy that I used to have. And it's all about what we're magnifying in our lives. Now, the trick of this is to stay positioned in the light and sustain it throughout the day. Because let's face it, when we're going throughout the day, issues and problems and things go wrong during the day. And it's not denying that those things are happening. You can acknowledge that there's issues and problems, but you got to spin them back around in view of the light to say, you know what? It's no big deal. God's with me. He's for me. He loves me. Nothing's impossible for him. He's working everything for my good. And you can spin it back around to get back into the light and just keep yourself positioned in that light all day long. So just taking a minute here, what are some things that you're grateful for? What are some things that are going well? What progress have you already made? What wins have you already had? What testimonies do you have of what God has already done in your life? These are ways to help you stay positioned in the light. And then evaluating yourself. Is there anything that was making me get into stress or fear or worry or dread or frustrated or venting my frustrations or gossiping or complaining about things? Any of those things that are trying to get you into that are pulling you out of the light. And we got to get positioned back. And it's so simple. Just turning back, start thanking and praising God, can get you positioned right back immediately. It's a very quick transfer to get right back into the light. And all day long, both the light and the darkness are present. They're both there. It's all just a matter of focus, which one you choose to focus on throughout the day. And then as you get into the light, you can see. Then it becomes a question of, what do you know to do today? Executing, walking in the light that you have, doing the things that you know to do today. What is it that you know to do today? Might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace. Maybe there's some things building up or piling up on the inside that you find yourself saying, you know I need to do that. I've been meaning to do that for a while now. I just haven't done it. I know I need to do that. Could be things like eating better, exercising, being more present with your family, maybe some step of faith that God is prompting or stirring on the inside of you to reconcile or forgive somebody. What are those things that you know to do on the inside? Maybe there's little things like you need an oil change on your car, you need to renew a certification, things that are in your conscience that are piling up. How could you just check some of those things off of the list today? And this amazing thing happens when you begin to clear those things out of the inside. Because what happens when they stay on the inside of you, they begin to grow bigger and bigger as well. And they begin to put some pressure on you on the inside. And it blocks your mental clarity. It lowers your energy levels. It lowers your ability to hear as clearly from God. When we're in the light, we can hear clearly from God, is one of the other benefits of being in the light. When we're focused on darkness, it's harder to hear from God as clearly. So what do you know to do today? Just making a quick list of those things. And that becomes your plan for the day. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're uncertain of or unsure of. What do you know that you know that you know to do today? And then begin to execute those things, staying focused on the light. That you don't have to do those things on your own anymore. God is with you. He's there with you to equip you and to empower you and to give you the grace and the equipping to do it in His strength. To give you the grace and the equipping to do it in His strength. You don't have to do these things on your own anymore. And then as you stay positioned in the light throughout the day, what's God speaking to you today? He's trying to lead us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. One of those being included, released from debt. But it's His voice that leads us along that path. And it's important to take a few minutes every day just to get still, to listen, to reflect back over the last day. What was God trying to teach me? What was He trying to show me today? And just ask Him that simple question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me or get across to me today? Just take a few minutes to get still. And whatever you hear, whatever comes to mind, just ask that question. Whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. And recording your journey is an important part of our walk with God, I believe. I believe it leads to greatness. You begin to record your journey over and over again. Recording down the milestones and the things that He's teaching you and training you in and the testimonies of what He's doing in your life. I believe it leads to this place of greatness. So let's look at this. Released from debt. Just thinking about the Day of Atonement. Starts tonight, the evening of September 15th through the evening of September 16th here in the year of 2021. And just thinking about these scriptures. This is Leviticus chapter 25. We got verses 1 through 4, and then we got a few more verses from 8 through 10. It says, "The Lord then spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai, saying, 'Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I will give you, then the land shall have a Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyards and gather its crops. But during the seventh year, the land shall have a Sabbath rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. You're also to count off 7 Sabbaths of years for yourselves, 7 times 7, so that you have the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years, namely 49 years. So we see the 7 times 7, 49 years. That was a complete cycle. They had 7 cycles of 7 Sabbath years. ending in the 49th year. Then in the 50th year, it was called the Year of Jubilee. The 50th year is called the Year of Jubilee. Here's what they were supposed to do. You shall then sound a ram's horn abroad all throughout the land on the 10th day of the 7th month, which is the Day of Atonement, which starts tonight. Sound the ram's horn throughout the land on the Day of Atonement. The ram's horn, we talked about the Feast of Trumpets recently, is a wake-up call. It's a call to action. It's a call to battle. It's a call, reminds God of you, puts God into remembrance of you. On the Day of Atonement, you shall sound the ram's horn throughout your land, and you shall thus consecrate the 50th year and proclaim a release through the land to all of its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. So to proclaim a release, it was during this year of jubilee, every 50th year, anybody that had sold themselves into slavery, they were to be released. During this 50th year, all debts were to be forgiven. And if anybody had been separated from the land that God gave to their family, from their inheritance, they were to be restored back to their inheritance. The land was to be given back to them. So it was a resetting, a releasing of things, and a resetting of the economy in Israel. Slaves were set free. All debts were forgiven. Land was restored back to his people in this 50th year. So then Jesus comes. He's quoting Isaiah 61 in Luke chapter 4, 19. Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Notice a lot of the same words: release, proclaim, the year of the Lord's favor, the year of Jubilee. Slaves are set free. Debts are forgiven. People are restored to their inheritance. All happened on this Day of Atonement. So one of the revelations of this is that Jesus is your Jubilee. Jesus is your Jubilee. And part of that is he wants to release us. He's released us from sin, from slavery to sin. He wants to release us and set us and lead us to this beautiful place that's free from all restriction. Part of that is releasing us from debts. And I believe God's interested in the whole person, not just spiritual debt, but debt in every way. So we're going to be taking a communion time over this today, just receiving this from God, just thanking him and praising him for his great love for us. He was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. Jesus was willing to do it for us. And if he would do that, how would he not freely give us all things, including being released from debt in every sense of the word? So, Father, we just thank you that all of the promises in Christ are yes and amen. We're just asking for this in our lives, Lord, that you would release us from all debts, both our sins. Sin debts would be wiped out, along with financial debts as well, and anything else that people need to be set free from. Release the oppressed and proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. Lord, we're just receiving that from you today. We just thank you and praise you for it. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it, receive it." That he makes you right with God. He makes you holy and perfect in God's sight, that you can approach him with freedom and confidence, and that nothing's impossible for him, including being released from debt. Father, we just thank you for it. I ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, all through his body, through his blood, brings us into the light. There's grace, there's forgiveness, there's release, all in that transfer. Lord, we just thank you for this cup and what it represents. We can have this new covenant with you where we can know you. We can know your heart. I believe as you experience God setting you free, releasing you from debt, it's just going to help you to know him better, to know his heart for you, his intentions for you, his great love for you. It can help you to know him more and more. And Jesus said, that is the definition of eternal life. Jesus said, John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. That we would know him, and we could grow in that for eternity. Father, we're just so thankful for all you've done for us. Jesus, we're so thankful for you. We just ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. All right, so now is about walking it out. We receive this from God. Just start thanking him and praising him all throughout the day. Just start keeping yourself positioned in that light and letting that grace and forgiveness and mercy flow through you to love other people, because faith works through love. Giving other people that same grace and mercy, just like God is doing for you. Just begin to walk it out. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.